What does it mean to respect one another? I saw that the Medrash. What is that? Okay. I saw that the Medrash says that one of the questions. It's fascinating. I saw a Medrash over Shabbos that says that when we go up to, after 120, we go up to Shemaim to kiss our cover. The first question that we're being asked. It's an interesting Medrash. Himlachto es chavercho benachas. Himlachto, do you crown your friend? Himlachto, do you crown your friends? It's quite a challenging question. Has to crown somebody, not just to be respectful, to crown somebody. That's the first question when we go up there. So, Birshuschem, just a short story that I saw. I don't know if it's well known or not. I haven't thought about this story for a while. The Skulene Rebbe after the war, 1945, there was the DP camps. You know, the DP camps after the displaced person camps. I think this mess was in Fürnwald, in one of the DP camps. Some of them had thousands of Yidden for. Closed down in the early 50s, the last ones. They were there for many years at times. They had nowhere to go, including my grandmother also was in the DP camp for quite a while. So the Meister was that the Skulene Rebbe somehow just after liberation, it wasn't even the formal liberation, but it was already free to some extent. The Skulene Rebbe tried to get hold of matzahs for Pesach. It's quite an incredible story. That's really what it really means to be. He tried to get hold of matzahs. He somehow managed to get some flour and he managed to, officially they were free, but there was thousands of Yidden who had nowhere to go, so they remained in the TP camps. Skulene Rebbe, Goyis HaTzadik, he managed to get flour and he managed to bake matzahs, but not sufficient. There wasn't enough matzahs for everybody. He made a rule that everybody is allowed to take 3 matzahs only, that's it. 3 matzahs, that's it. You can't have more than 3 matzahs and that's going to be sufficient. Whatever happens, happens. And people queued up. And the queues were enormous. The son of the Mekor Boch, the television Tzerebbe's son, he queued up as well, and he came and introduced himself at Moshe, the son of the, what was his name? Imre Boch. He was the son of the television Tzerebbe, and he said that he also came to get some matzahs. He gave him 3 matzahs, but when he received the 3 matzahs, my father said I should get, my father, the Seret Vision Tzerebbe, said I should get another 3 matzahs as well. So the Skulene Rebbe, he said, listen here, can you see this queue over here? You should be behind this massive queue. There's thousands of Yidden over here who want matzahs and I just don't have enough. Sorry, please explain to your father that I can give 3 matzahs and not more than that at all. So this Moshe, he was a bocha at that point. He said, no, my father said, I'm not allowed to move this place before I've got the 6 matzahs. So that's a bit extravagant. It's a bit selfish. But he understood that he's not going to budge. And he really wasn't. My father said, I'm not allowed to move before I've got 6 matzahs. So he did exactly that. So if I school in Rebbe, then said, okay, fine, I'm not going to waste my time. Take another 3 matzahs and that's it. Okay, I don't understand how your father can be so selfish, but okay, you know, 2 nights of Pesach, 6 matzahs, okay, it's a big Rebbe. So he gave him 6 matzahs, and so it was. And the queues were enormous, 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 and he was there until mamash day and night giving out his matzahs that he had baked, and he was giving them out until it came Erev Pesach, after Chatzos. Suddenly this Moshe comes back, and he said, oh, you again, what would you like? He said, I said, my father asked me to ask you what's going on with you. He said, you know, what's going on with me? I'm absolutely exhausted. I give out thousands and thousands of matzahs and I'm absolutely exhausted. So he asked, but what do you want exactly from me? He says, my father asked me to ask you if you've got matzahs yourself. So I tell you the truth, I give out all the matzahs. I've got even 1 matzah left for myself. I give out all the matzahs. I don't have any matzahs left for myself. How can I keep matzahs for myself if there's thousands of Yidden asking my... Skulene Rebbe said, I didn't keep 1 matzah for myself, I've got absolutely nothing. So here he comes, he pulls out 3 matzahs, and he says, these are the 3 matzahs that my father insisted I should take here, the second set of matzahs, they are for you, these are yours. My father knew exactly that you're going to give out all the matzahs. Here they are, these are for you. And he was, obviously, he was in tears, but that's exactly what it means. That's exactly what it means. And we are, and the Omer is not just about respecting one another, it's about Permis thinking about others and really seeing through how we can Permis help others. I got tremendous chizik from this and I wanted to share it with you. Himlachto es chavercho benachas. To really, really genuinely respect one another. I'd like to start Simon Shin Pei Aleph. Okay, so Simon Shin Pei Aleph is slightly a continuation on the one hand, but a slightly new point on the other hand. Can I just recap a little bit? Just recap a little bit because it is a new topic. So I want to just get one step a little bit back. We've got the concept of. Can I just make a bit of an introduction so we get that clear? Because we're going to be talking about Bittul Rishus now for the next week. So I want to get this clear. If there is, I actually got a picture as well, but we're going to get to it in a minute. If we've got a chotzer, so we've got a chotzer. Imagine we've got a chotzer with various batim, and every bais has got a family living, and in that, let's say, six batim to one chotzer. So Chazal said that although the chotzer, the courtyard, is the Rishus Yochid, but nevertheless, Chachomim said that this resembles too much. When you walk from the bais to the chotzer and vice versa, it's too similar to carrying to the Rishus Rabim, and therefore, Chachomim said you can't carry. Of course, on a Torah level, it's permitted to do so, because they are all Rishus Rabim, they're all Rishus Yochid, but on the other hand, since it resembles so much, I actually made a picture, maybe just to explain. This is just the basics, but just to get that, okay, we've got six batim. You see, this is bais, 1, 2, 3, 4, whole houses, and they're all in a chotzer. And the chotzer itself leads to Rishus Rabim, which is on this side. Is that all? That's conventional, that's what we've discussed. Now, since carrying from the bais to the chotzer is so similar to carrying to a public domain, therefore, Chaim said, you're not allowed to carry. It's also Medrabonon. Not on the Raisa level, Medrabonon. And what do you have to do in order to... It resembles too much. It's a semi-public domain. You can't just carry something from your house into the chotzer. What do you have to do? Chaim said, the only way to allow this is by having an Erev Chatzeres. What happens is that you take, as we discussed extensively previously, that everybody takes a bit of flour, a bit of money, whatever it is. You make a bread together. And since everybody chips in, it becomes a combined item, and that item is placed in one of the batim. Prior to doing this Erev Chatzeres before Shabbos, everybody has symbolically done something that we're all one big happy family. And by doing this Erev Chatzeres, you're allowed to carry, everybody's allowed to carry from the house to the chotzer and vice versa. That's what we've discussed extensively. Are we on? We're on. What happens, and this Shulchan Aruch is now going to discuss the following, this is going to lead to a very important discussion. What happens if one of them forgot? Do you know what? He was very busy on Friday afternoon. He was extremely busy, and he was rushing, and he just forgot to be part of the Erev Chatzeres. So in our picture over here, we've got bais number, which one is it? We've got bais 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and this house over here forgot to be part of the Erev Chatzeres. Now let us remember the following. What happens if somebody is not part of the Erev Chatzeres? What happens then? That's right. Not only that, he is not allowed to carry in the chotzer. He's not allowed to carry from the house to the chotzer. But even more so, since he's part of the chotzer, and it is not part of the chotzer of the Erev Chatzeres. What happens then is that you're not allowed to. It breaks everybody's chotzer. Nobody, in fact, is now allowed to carry into the chotzer. Why? Because one of the residents, is not part of it. And he should have been part of it. That breaks the whole Erev Chatzeres. Are we on? That's what we discussed previously. Shulchan Aruch now discusses, okay, what should we do about this now? Okay, ideally, of course, he should chip into the Erev Chatzeres. What happens if he doesn't? He forgot. Is there any options? Is there anything what we can do to still carry this? So to put it in a practical way, you've got a block of flats. We discussed if it's a block of flats that Yidden live in it. So let's say there's a block of flats of, I don't know, 10 Yiddish residents in that block of flats. And they made an Erev Chatzeres in order to carry in the staircase. People want to carry in the staircase. What happens is that one of them was not there when they made the Erev Chatzeres. They forgot to have him in mind. They forgot to include him. Now, suddenly comes Shabbos, and they realize that they had an Erev Chatzeres that everybody else was involved, but number 10 was not part of it. So now they can't carry. Number 10 may not carry in the staircase, but in fact, number 1 till 9 also may not carry in the staircase. What is to be done? Now, in Siman Shin Pei Aleph, we're going to be learning a massive chiddush, a huge chiddush, and that is the chiddush of Bitul Rishus. Bitul Rishus works that if one person says, oh, actually, I don't want to be part of this chotzer. I forgot to make an evchatzis, and I don't want to be part of this chotzer in the first place. I like to live, I'm to myself, live and let live kind of thing. Like, I don't want to, no offense, but I don't want anything to do with you. And you don't want anything to do with me. That's called Bitul Rishus. And that is removing himself from the Chotza. And by removing himself from the Chotza, he's not part of the Chotza. And therefore, effectively what's happening is that he is excluded. And therefore, what will be the Halacha? Who can carry. He's not part of the Chotza. He is removed from the Chotza, and they can now, since they've made an Erev Chatzeres, they may carry in the Chotza. Make sense?
How's he removed?
He removed himself. How did he remove himself?
Verbally.
Details, that's right, details are going to be discussed in a minute, very literally.
Not on Shabbos.
We'll discuss that as well. Can he do it on Shabbos, yes or no? Very good, perhaps he can. So let us see this inside. Siman Shin. Pei Aleph, Seif Aleph, Hamevatel Rishusoy. Somebody removes his own Rishus. He removes himself, Rishus, his allowance, his part of the Chotza, Hamevatel Rishusoy, Shimpei. Simchin pay dittel din bittel reshus. How does it work? Echabi pnei chotza. Somebody who is from the chotza, sheshochach and he forgot, v'loy eirav im acherim, and he did not make an eruv with others. He forgot. Oisei alehim. In principle, in theory, if he should be part of the chotza and he didn't partake in the eruv chatzeros, he will oisei alehim will ask on others that not only he cannot carry, but in fact, everybody else also cannot carry. Mao takanosam. What's the takana? How does he sort this out? Yevatel lohem reshusoy should be mevatel. He should remove himself from this reshus. Yevatel lohem reshusoy. His permission, his reshus, his allowance of the chotza, he should remove himself from it. Shoyoyma, and he shall say the following. Reshusi my reshus mevuteles lohem is cancelled on you. I'm even happy to make a kinyan for you. You can even have it. But we're not going to go so far. We're not going to make a kinyan. But just mevuteles, just remove himself is sufficient. There is no need, that's going to your point, there is no need to physically make a kinyan. I don't have to acquire anything, make a kinyan, like we did by, you know, kinyan suda. None of that. It's not necessary at all. You do not need to make a kinyan at all. You do not make a formal acquisition. Just the fact that he says, that's enough. That's going to Rabbi Feingold's point. You can even do so after Shabbos. So if Shabbos comes in, and suddenly you realize, oh no, I wasn't part of the Erev Chatzeres, no worries. All you do is, Roshusi mevuteles, my Roshus is cancelled, have nothing to do with this Chotzer, and therefore, they can just rely on the Erev Chatzeres and Shalom Al Yisrael. It works.
But they can't do it to him.
Good, you're right, they cannot. He has to do it himself, that's right. Now let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says in Tzivkot Na'alef. In Tzivkot Na'alef, the Mishnah Berurah says, two lines from the bottom, Shochach v'lo Erev. Nokat she'shochach, we're discussing, Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch says, she'shochach that he forgot. Lashminon to teach us that afilu b'chai gav noisek shaloi b'tail, that to teach us that even in such a case he will ask if he didn't do a bitul. Aval hu adin afilu sheizit v'leirev ma'ane bitul. This is not only the case. So let's take this back. This is not only the case if flat number one, bias number one, if he forgot to part. No, what's the halacha if he says, this religious orthodox act, the symbolic thing, it doesn't really lie, so I don't really like this. I don't mind anything. I don't want to be part of this thing. you know, he thinks that it's like a cult, and he's a bit, he doesn't want to really chip into the to this challah. He doesn't want to be part of it. He thinks that he might, I don't know, he doesn't want to just, it's just too touchy for him. So he says, he thinks he's going to have to end up paying membership at the end. So he says, I don't want anything to do with it. So what would be the halacha then? So we learned, if shochach, if you forgot, we learned that you can just say, hushusim evuteles. That works. What happens if he didn't forget? No, quite on the contrary. He was approached and knocked on the door, and when he opened, he said, no, it's not for me, I don't want anything to do with it. What happens then? So he positively does not wish to participate in this eruv. Can he still say? So the halacha is, that even in such a case, Mishneh Berurah is mechadash, that even if it's, it doesn't matter if it's forgot, it doesn't have to be forget, even if he specifically bemeis it consciously, doesn't want to be part of the eruv, that works too. So he can also say, okay, you know what, you don't want to be part of the our challah, alright, that's okay. We'll be alright with that. But just at least say, hushusim evuteles. That's all I need to do? Yeah, just say, hushusim evuteles. Okay, I'll do that. That works as well. As long as he says, "Rishusim evuteles," I'm removing myself from this rishus. That works. So even if it's not a shochach case, so says the Mishneh Berurah in Sefkotn Aleph. Sefkotn Beis oiser aleim letartel mibotem lechotzer, to carry from the houses to the chotzer. Yeah. Now, why is it that a kinyan is not required? Why so? Why do you not need a kinyan? We learn Shulchan Aruch says you do not need to make a kinyan. Why? Why don't you need to make a kinyan? Why not? Shulchan Aruch says you do not need to make a kinyan to remove yourself from the chotzer. You are removing your acquisition. You're removing your ushus. Mishneh Berurah says slightly different. In Sefkot and Gimel, you do not need to make a kinyan. Why? You're removing yourself. When you remove yourself, you don't need to make a kinyan. When you're mafkia something, as an example, you don't need to make a kinyan to be mafkia something, to make something. All you're doing is that, oh, I have nothing to do with it. By saying you have nothing to do with it, you don't need to make a kinyan. You're distancing yourself from it. You don't need to make a kinyan for that. Shemesalek atzma merushusoy, he removes himself from his rishus, kedei in order shelo yoser aleihem, so that they should not become, that the rishus, that it shouldn't become also on the other residents, who mehai taima, and for this reason as well, muta levatel, it is permitted to remove, to make a bitul, ab mashtech shach, even after nacht. Current your question, can you do it after Shabbos comes in? Yes, you may do this after Shabbos comes in. All you're doing is a bitul rishus, and a bitul rishus does work on Shabbos. Right. Okay, so these are the points for tonight. We'll continue tomorrow Mitzvah on top of the page. So what we discussed tonight is the concept of Bittel Rishus. That if there is a Chotzer with various residents, and one of them did not make an Eruv Chatzeiros, we learned this evening that, in principle, it should ask on all the other residents, and he may not carry, and nor may anybody else not allowed to carry, but unless an Eruv Chatzeiros is made. But if there is no Eruv Chatzeiros, another option can be done, and that is the concept of Bittel Rishus. By removing yourself from the Chotzer, that would also allow all the other residents to carry from their Batim to the Chotzer. We also learned this can be done after Nacht, and we also learned that no Kinyan is required for this. More to follow tomorrow evening, Emir Tzah Hashem.